Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. This morning we are going to be listening to a selection of recordings made in the 1940s and the 1950s for one particular label, record label that is, and that is the Capitol label. Well, this was a recording company that was set up in 1942. As we know, it went on to become one of the leading record labels in the music field. Well, in the 1940s and 50s, as it was getting going and flourishing, it featured most of the big names in jazz and popular music, and we'll hear a tiny selection of their recordings from their early days this morning. We started out with one from 1944, real early days, and this was by a group called the Capitol Jazzmen, playing for the Capitol label. They brought us a number called Clam Bake in B-flat, written by pianist Joe Sullivan, who was also playing piano on that particular recording, and he's joined by Billy May, Jack Teagarden, Jimmy Noon, Dave Matthews, Dave Barber, Artie Shapiro, and Zadie Singleton. Well, we have lots more for you this morning, and as you'll hear, The Capitol label was really broad in its tastes and its offerings. It featured hot jazz. They also featured a lot of big bands and some absolutely wonderful singers as well. Well, it was founded in 1942 by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer along with some friends. And then doing so, they created a new record label that was going to be based on the West Coast. Now, this was a bit of an innovation because, of course, all of the major labels at that point were in pretty well operating out of New York. Well, for Capitol, its first recording session took place in April of 1942. The first office was opened in June of that year, and on July the 1st, Capitol Records released its first nine records. We're going to hear one of those this morning, and we're going to hear that just coming up. We'll hear band leader Paul Whiteman along with his orchestra and a singer called Martha Tilton, who had been singing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. They're going to bring us a number made famous by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, written by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, and that's called I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. And we'll go back to we'll stay in 1942 to hear from a young lady who made many, many recordings for the Capitol label. She was the daughter of songwriter Richard Whiting, and she's going to bring us a number written by her father, along with Leo Robin and Newell Chase, and that is called My Ideal. And she's joined on this by a big band, by an orchestra, and some nice trumpet from Billy Butterfield. And then forward to 1947, to a group called the Bobcats, and that was carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, so some mighty talent in this particular group. And we'll hear Nate Kazabir on trumpet, Brad Gowans trombone, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Sam Reitzman on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Morty Korb on bass, and Ray Baduk on drums. They're going to bring us the number written by Chris and Trixie Smith, called Down in Honky Tonk Town. And we'll go now to Paul Whiteman, along with Martha Tilton, and one of the first records ever released by the Capitol label, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Going to Kalamazoo. begun to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Woo, woo. Going to Kalamazoo.
Thank you. your favorite CHUO shows, listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to a selection of recordings made in the early days of the Capitol record label. We just heard from Ray Baduc and his Bobcats from 1947, down in Honky Tonk Town. And before him, and before them, we heard from Margaret Whiting, a young Margaret Whiting, just starting out in 1942, along with the trumpet of Billy Butterfield and the beautiful song My Ideal. And we started out the set with the orchestra of Paul Whiteman, still going in 1942, after that amazing stint through the 20s and 30s. And they brought us a number called I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, written by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon. Well, as I mentioned, we are listening to recordings from the early days of the Capitol record label. Of course, it went on to become one of the leading record labels in the field. But we're just at the beginning now, and we're going to stay in the 1940s for our next three numbers and hear from some of their other artists. And I'm just looking now at a sort of a list of some of the folks who recorded for Capitol in the early days. In the 1940s, we see names like, of course, owner Johnny Mercer, Margaret Whiting, as we've just heard, Joe Stafford, her husband Paul Weston, and his orchestra, and, of course, we just heard from Paul Whiteman. Also in that decade, Les Paul, Peggy Lee, Stan Kenton, the list goes on, Les Brown, and Benny Goodman. And then, of course, in the 1950s, we are joined by Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland. Just an amazing lineup, and no wonder it went on to become one of the great record labels. Well, as I say, we're going to stay in the 1940s. I'm going to go now to 1947, or back to 1947, and hear from a lovely lady called Kay Starr. She was a very lively, enthusiastic style. She could play, sing just about anything. We're going to hear her with a song called Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong. And she's accompanied by a group led by tenor saxman Dave Kaminot. And that was written, by the way, by J.C. Johnson, Nat Schwartz, and George Whiting. And then we'll go to 1945, and we're going to hear actually again from some of the folks who were with Ray Baduc in the Bobcats lineup. Only this time we will be hearing the trumpet of Wingy Minone and the trombone of Irving Verrett. They're going to bring us a number that was very famous around here for a long, long time, and the signature tune of a wonderful jazz show brought to us by Gordon Bennett. And that's called At the Jazz Band Ball. Well, we haven't heard from that program for a while, but we can certainly listen to the song again, written by Edwin Edwards, Nick LaRocca, Anthony Sabarabaro, and Larry Shields. And then, as I mentioned, Peggy Lee, and she, along with her husband, Dave Barber, are going to bring us a Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke number. Lovely version of their tune, As Long As I'm Dreaming. And that will be from Peggy Lee. And we'll hear now from Kay Starr, Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong.
If your heart's in a spin and you feel you can't win, don't be hasty, take this tasty advice. Don't let your eyes go goo-goo, don't let your mind go gaga, don't let yourself get hotcha, don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you, don't let a stranger pet you, don't let a kiss upset you, don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you're promised to, no matter where or when. You feel a thrill against your will, count up to ten and be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha-ha, don't let your heart go boom-ba, don't let your mind go gaga, don't let your love go wrong. ya. Don't let a stranger pet ya. Don't let a kiss upset ya. Don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you're promised to, no matter where or when. If you feel a thrill and it's against your will, count up to ten and be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha-ha. Don't let your heart go boom-ba. Don't let your mind go ga-ga. Don't let your love go wrong. Baby, use caution around those curves. Redheads and blondes are bad on the nerves, so be careful. Don't let your love go wrong.
Chance would I have to
looks at fine. As long as I'm dreaming, you're mine. You're mine.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, or on your dial at 89.1 FM, and coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We just heard from Peggy Lee and the Dave Barber Quartet, As Long As I'm Dreaming, from 1949. And from 1945, we heard a musical group made up of the Bobcats, though known on this particular recording under the wonderful name of Nappy Lamar's Louisiana Levee Loungers. How about that for alliteration, I guess? And they brought us the wonderful jazz standard At the Jazz Band Ball, and that was from 1945. And we started out with K-Star, K-Star, from 1947, with a group led by Dave Cavadaw, Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong. Well, as I mentioned, we are listening to recordings made in the early days of one of the great record labels, and that is Capitol Records. It had been co-founded by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer in 1942. And the label, well, it quickly found its place among the major record labels that brought popular music and jazz to the fans. Well, one of the great stalwarts amongst recording artists for the Capitol label has to have been Nat King Cole. He joined up with them in 1943, and he stayed with them for the rest of his career. And it's no exaggeration to say that his record sales fueled much of Capitol's success during the 40s and 50s. And it was in the 1950s that they attracted another very famous performer, and that's Frank Sinatra. He moved over from Columbia to Capitol in 1952, and he stayed with them for the rest of the decade. And while he was there, worked with a number of very talented arrangers and music directors, including Nelson Riddle, Billy May, and Gordon Jenkins. Well, we're going to hear some recordings from that time. We'll have one more from the 1940s. And that's from lovely Anita O'Day. Before she went on to record with the Verve label, she made a number of recordings with Capitol. And we're going to hear her with a Jimmy McHugh Clarence Gaskell composition called I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And then we'll hear from the Capitol stalwart, and that's, two of them that I just mentioned. First, the Nat King Cole Trio, from 1956, they're going to bring us What Is There to Say? And that was written by Vernon Duke with words by Yip Harburg. And we'll round out the set with the one and only Frank Sinatra, accompanied on this recording from 1955 by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. And they're going to bring us a Rodgers and Hart number called It Never Entered My Mind. And we'll go now to Anita O'Day and I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. ¶¶
yesterday you came my way. When you smiled at me, in my heart I felt a thrill. You see that it was love at sight, and I was right to love you as I do. Still I never dreamed that you could love me too. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. For I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Can't believe that you're in love with me. Telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. Can't believe that you're in love with me. Can't believe that you're in love with me. No, and after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. Thank you.
so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Uneasy in my easy chair, it never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself. Now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd say a lonely prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my
clear perspective on independent music from Canada and around the world with No Filter on CHUO 89.1 FM. Every Monday at 3 p.m. you can hear awesome new music, get a preview of our city's hottest upcoming shows, and hear from the artists making headlines here in Ottawa and across the country. Focus in on No Filter every Monday at 3 p.m. only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening this morning to recordings made in the first couple of decades of one of the great record labels, the Capitol label. And started out in the West Coast, and by 1946, Capitol had sold 42 million records, and it was well established as one of the big six labels. So, great success, for which we are truly grateful. Well, we've got some more recordings from them for you this morning, and we're going to try and fit them all in. We'll go now to 1957 to a very fine trumpeter by the name of Bobby Hackett. He made some wonderful recordings for the Capitol label in the late 50s. We'll hear one written by Paul Whiteman and Ferda Grofa, and it's called Wonderful One. And then to a very nice combination, the orchestra of Harry James and the voice of Helen Forrest. And they're going to bring us a song written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein that they put together in 1955. It's been a long, long time. And we'll round out that set with a song from 1950, a recording made in that year by Woody Herman, of the Hoagie Carmichael and Ned Washington classic, The Nearness of You. And we'll get started with Bobby Hackett and Wonderful One.
Thank you. me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And as I've mentioned throughout, we've been listening to a recording taken from the early days of one of the great music record labels, Capitol Records. And one of the, had a particularly broad range of music, everything from popular music through jazz, and of course into rock and rhythm and blues in the later years. So we're very grateful to Capitol Records and all those wonderful recordings. We have one more for you, which we'll get to in just a second. I'd like to thank you for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before, and to invite you to stay with us. Please stay with us for another 2 hours of wonderful jazz from Randy McGilligott. Randy's bringing us some very nice pieces this morning, as he does every, well, not this morning, this afternoon, as he does every Sunday. And we will be listening to see us out, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, with another Rodgers and Hart number from 1946. You Took Advantage of Me. Mm-hmm.